Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. This month's edition, Winning the War of the Roses, was written by Gordon Peary and George Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
Winning the War of the Roses. If you've ever promised someone a rose garden, you know that it's a promise that can be hard to keep. Hybrid tea roses require perfectly prepared sites, expert pruning, timely spraying for a multitude of problems, and specialized fertilization. And all this for a plant that is semi-hardy and must be treated as an annual in half of the gardens where it is grown. Forget them. Grow the other roses. They are a loosely organized group that consists of shrub roses, old-fashioned garden roses, and floribundas. Most are extremely hardy and often considered more beautiful than the temperamental teas. The rugosa, a wild species rose, is perhaps the most well-known of the shrub roses, ranging from 3 to 6 feet high. The dark green, crinkled foliage sets off fragrant single and semi-double blooms in all shades of pink, plus white, yellow, and dark red. Rugosas are virtually impervious to disease and cold. They are found growing naturally along the rugged New England coastline in almost pure sand, yet they adapt wonderfully to almost any garden soil. The large red fruit, called hips, are edible as well as beautiful. Old-fashioned roses, the Gallicas, Damasks, Albas, and others, got to be that way because they too are disease-resistant and extremely hardy. These are the lush, invariably fragrant roses found in old masters' paintings. There are hundreds of other old garden rose varieties, including the moss roses, centifolias, and long-blooming chinas, whose hardiness varies, providing ample choice for warm and mild climates. Floribunda roses bear their flowers in clusters, the individual blooms closely resembling tea roses. One of the hardiest of the floribundas, Fairy, has cascading pastel pink flowers with a wild apple fragrance. Maidiland hybrid roses, spelled Meidiland, have been gaining in popularity. White Maidiland and Scarlet Maidiland make fine ground covers and are heavy bloomers. Pink Maidiland and others form a beautiful thorny screen or security hedge. Maidilands are known for long bloom, and all are as tough as nails.